Welcome to week 9 of Who's Gonna Win? Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Jim Field. Gentlemen, welcome. We are making our way through here, getting towards the end. Any regrets or moments you want to look back on and think were remarkable?
No regrets. Yeah, I regret taking this chair this year. I've been stinking it up here.
Well, from last week's totals, Jim, congratulations. Welcome back to the upper echelon of guessing. You were undefeated last week, 8-0.
Back? When was I in the upper
echelon? Week one, Jim. You did a very nice job.
It's been years since he's returned.
Well, I told you last week, the only chance I have, I got to go 8-0 the rest of the time. Okay, that's one. Now I got to go 16-0 this last couple of weeks, and I still will lose, but at least I'll be competitive.
So alongside Jim, I am also tied with our last week predictions, our totals there, going 8-0 myself. Matt, you and Chris were tied with 6-2 apiece. So now things are getting a little bit spicy. Right now in third place is Jim, fourth place,
it.
Jim, at 45-19. In third place is Matt with a record of 50-14. Then at second is myself with 52-12, and Chris, you only got a one-game lead, my friend, 53-11.
Let that door crack open.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And let's also look back at our last week predictions and see what happened there. Starting off with Stanton Essex at Cam. We all picked Cam to win that one. We were correct. Then it was Xyra EHK at Griswold. And we all picked Xyra EHK and were correct. Then Baxter at Audubon. We all were feeling the Wheelers and all went 3-0. Then things started to shake up with Panorama at Riverside. Jim and I have broken that curse of choosing together against Chris and Matt. Jim, we both picked Riverside. We were correct against Panorama.
I don't know about a curse, though.
A jinx, a hex. We had one, Jim.
We can look and see where I am. I think it's you just being dumb on your pick because you see where I'm sitting in the standings, and so why you would pick with me, that's not a curse. That's just bad judgment.
But then I saw you went 8-0 last week, Jim. I knew you had it in you.
Well, you know, every squirrel.
Then was ACGC at Southwest Valley. We all picked the Chargers to win that one. AHSTW at Shenandoah. We all went with AHSTW and were correct. Then was Nevada at Creston. That's where Chris went out on a limb and believed in the Cubs when we all picked Creston.
Cubs blew it. Fumbles on the first two drives.
Yeah, as a Chicago Cubs fan, I can tell you that it's pretty rare. You don't put money on the Cubs.
Then was Atlantic at Harlan. Three of us picked Harlan, and Matt, you were on a limb there picking Atlantic.
It was, yeah. It kind of cracked.
I'm not going to add any other comments there. And with that, we'll dive into our first break here on Who's Gonna Win, brought to you by Fairway Foods and Rush CPA.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California seedless red grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's original pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York strip steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound. And bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back, and thank you again to Rush CPA and Fairway Foods for sponsoring us here on Who's Gonna Win. Starting off with Southeast Warren at Cam. Matt, start us off here.
Oh, I get a start? Okay. Sure. Well, I think this is a pretty easy decision. I'm going to go with the Cam Cougars at home. You know, they've kind of set themselves up this year. We've been talking a lot about them the entire season, and they've kind of rolled through their schedule here. And Southeast Warren comes out of that district over there, District 8, with Lennox, Bedford. So they've kind of had a pretty tough schedule, but they've held their own through their district throughout the season. But I just think Cam's too much for them, and so I'm going to go with the Cougars at home.
Okay, Chris?
Yeah, this is all Cougars here. They're just too much of a match here for Southeast Warren. Once they took on some of the cream of the crop in that district, they took some pretty big losses. So I think Cam and Mr. Speaker leads them to a first-round win.
Jim?
This is meant to be a compliment to Cam. This isn't even worth talking about. Cam.
Well, I did type some things out, and I would like to share them because I put time into it. But I am going with Cam. This really is probably – no, on all the games here on this sheet, for me, this was the easiest one to pick. I mean, Cam has just been so dominant all year, and they're going to go 9-0. Chase Speaker, as you talked about, Chris, has done a great job, almost 1,000 passing yards, 18 touchdowns through the air. Then he's got 700 yards on the ground and 18 touchdowns while running. I just see Cam winning this one by at least two scores. Okay, Chris, Glenn Ralston at Exira EHK.
This is a pretty interesting matchup, really, when you look at it throughout the season. Both teams have some similar numbers out there, especially when it comes to kind of focusing on the ground game. They've both done a good job of running the ball, Jamison Kilworth and then Colby Wallace on the other side for Glenn Ralston. Teams don't have a ton of common opponent matchups when you look at that. This is really actually a pretty tight game, I think, overall. I just like the way that the Spartans have gotten better as the season has moved along. You know, it's been baby steps a little bit for them to start the year, but they've really improved. That win at Fremont Mills was a really impressive one to me. So I think they're just getting better. And having that home crowd on the hill gets them over the hump here in this one. It'll be a close game, but I'm going to take the Spartans.
Jim?
Yeah, a lot of what I was going to say, Chris just said. So, you know, kudos to you.
Okay.
Thank you. BC Moore actually has Glidden Ralston favored by 5, yeah. Which led me to question my pick. But then again, they had Panorama favored by 4 over Riverside last week, and we saw what happened there. So I'm going to expect the same thing to happen here this time around. I'm going to take Exira EHK at home to get their playoff season underway.
So is your faith in BC Moore now shaken, Jim?
No, I picked against it last week. So I'm good. I'm good. Okay. I know exactly what I'm doing. 8-0 right there on the sheet. It says so. I went 8-0 last week.
Well, so did I, Jim. And not so fast, my friends. Not so fast. Looking at these two schools, this is a game we're calling on KJAN this Friday. So I've interviewed both coaches. I've talked to them. I've watched them both play. And they have a similar sense of identity. I really like the coaches. I like the programs that they've run, that they are running. And pounding the rock is exactly what both of these teams want to do. And their quarterbacks are talented. Jamison Kilworth has a better arm than Colby Wallace, the Glenn Ralston quarterback. He has 823 passing yards to Wallace's 360. But what makes a difference is what I saw in BC Moore was a strength of schedule. And I really do believe the tougher the schedule you face, the better of a team you become. And with that split T formation that Glenn Ralston likes to have, it is tough to beat. I have the Wildcats winning this one. Matt?
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, they both like to run the ball. You know, I think early on, Exira Elkhorn had some injuries in there. They've kind of bounced back from them, but I think, you know, they kind of had maybe another injury there last week. So, you know, not quite sure on the status of some of those, but these two teams have played a fair amount of times in the playoffs over the last few years. Mm-hmm. Have actually been up to a couple of their battles there, postseason wise a few years back. So, I'm very familiar with each other. So, yeah, I think this is a tough one to call. I think this might just be – I'm going to go with – I'm going to roll with Asa on this one, I think. I don't know. I was told to not to do this, but
– what, pick with me?
Gotta say. I know. No, not to pick with you. Okay. I should pick with the Sparty. Well, I'll go with Sparty.
Okay. Whoa, the pen was dry.
Where's the whiteout?
And we're gonna go with Sparty on the hill.
Matt, I hope that decision doesn't come back to haunt you there.
I know. Leave Asa out there. I'll pick a game up on Asa. Stay even with Chris here. So, all right, here we go. I'll let you guys like two back in the game by playing around, and I'm really kicking myself a few weeks ago. So
it's worth
even hanging out.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
So generous. With our first two games, Southeast Warren at Cam, we've all picked Cam, and then I'm on a limb here with Glenn Ralston at Exira EHK. I have the Wildcats. Everyone else has Exira EHK. We'll take a break here and be back on Who's Gonna Win.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California seedless red grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York strip steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound. And bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Thanks for sticking with us here on Who's Gonna Win, brought to you by Rush CPA and Fairway Foods. We have Booyer Valley at Audubon for our last eight-man game of this show, and let's go with Jim to start.
All right, well, Audubon's at home, which is always a nice little bonus in the postseason, but according to BC Moore, they're a 12-point favorite, and my math says two touchdowns. Six, 12? Yeah, that works. I'm going with Audubon.
Okay. With this one, I like this game. I think this is going to be a fun one to watch. And I was looking at strength of schedule with BC Moore. I'm so glad, Jim, you introduced me to it. It's changed my football philosophy here in Iowa. Audubon has had the toughest schedule in eight-player football, yet they are 7-1. And I think that speaks volume to their skill and their ability. Aaron Olsen and Evan Ault are a dynamic duo with a combined 2,000 rushing yards between them. And while Booyer Valley can play it up, it's not going to be enough on the road. I have the Wheelers winning. Matt?
Okay, I'm going to go with the Wheelers as well. Coach Christensen's first year as the head coach at Booyer Valley, he's done a phenomenal job of turning the program around, getting them going in the right direction there. So there's a lot of buy-in during the offseason, so that's a lot of broad of excitement there. Also, at the same time, the two coaching staffs are very familiar with one another. Obviously, Audubon's had played Fremont Mills in the playoffs and regular season games when Coach Christensen was down there. So there is the familiarity. They know what to expect out of him. Audubon knows what's going to be coming in as far as a well-coached team. So they'll definitely be ready and not looking past this game. So Wheelers at home.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, Aaron Olsen's done a great job at quarterback for Audubon. Owen Garside's done a pretty good job on the other side for Booyer Valley. They maybe have, I think, surprised some people this year with the quality of team that Coach Christensen has put on the field. They certainly have played some teams tough that probably weren't expected to throughout the season. Audubon also, I think, kind of like Exira EHK, is one of those teams that has slowly improved here as the season has moved along. They were looking for this year to kind of be a bounce back for them. Didn't start the way they wanted it to, but they've gotten themselves on track and ripped off all those wins after that opening loss. And Austin Christensen's a great player on the defensive side for them as well. I think they get enough to get it done there at home there on Chiz Jones Field. But this will probably be a lot closer than I think a lot of people think.
So all of us on Audubon in agreement there. Next up is Mount Air at ACGC. I have this one. This is a rare rematch in high school football, but it wasn't even close the first time with ACGC winning 42-18. I love the news story. I don't know if y'all saw that about ACGC lifting on game day, kind of one of their traditions that they've been trying to implement. And that extra amount of effort shows how well the Chargers have played this season. They've amassed over 3,000 rushing yards, and I think it's going to be another big ACGC win. I have the Chargers. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. I just don't think it's going to be as big of a victory. Mount Air kind of had, they had, what, 5 or 6 turnovers, I believe, the first time they played. And I went with Mount Air the first time, didn't I? Yes. See, there's one of those I let you guys have. So I'm going to go with the Chargers this time, especially it's at home. I think last time it was at Mount Air. So Chargers at home.
Chris?
Chargers. I don't need to add much more than that. They did. They proved it once. They're going to do it again.
Jim?
Yeah, I don't know. Am I missing something somewhere? I mean, they just played a couple of weeks ago at Mount Air, and ACGC wins by 24 points. Yet this time they're playing at ACGC, and they're only favored by 13 by BC Moore. I would think that would be 13 more than what they won by last time. I don't know. It just
it's those algorithms.
Jim. It just confuses me. Yeah, it's all this AI stuff that's taken over the world. I'm really frightened. ACGC, they're going to win this easy.
And then next up is AHSTW at Hinton. Matt, you have this one for us.
All right. Yeah, this is an interesting matchup. You know, with AHSTW, they finished third in their district. I think that district, I think the surprise team out of there was obviously Trainer, in my opinion, as well as they played all season in there. So AHSTW, I think, has had a very tough schedule. They've been able to bounce back and forth on there. Hinton, you know, does a lot of things well. They throw the ball as well as they run the ball, whereas HSCW does most of their damage on the ground in there. So, but I think, you know, some of this is going to come down to the defensive side, and I think that's definitely HSCW's strength in there. So I'm going to go. This is a tough one. It's on the road. On the road, but am I going to stick with it? I know you can't.
On the road again?
I'm going to go with the Vikings. Sticking with it.
Chris?
Yeah, this is one of those games historically that maybe hasn't been the best spot for teams in our area when you have to go on the road and take on some of these teams up in northwest Iowa. It hasn't gone well most of the time, but... like Matt said, AHSTW, I think, has played in a really strong district this year. They've played some really good teams. Probably should have at least one more win in the win column with that close one they had against Kemper earlier this year. They throw the ball, you know, well enough with the new guy stepping in there and Sukup, and then you've got he can run, and then you've got another great running back in Sternberg to back him up. Gabe Anderson's done a lot of damage for Hinton, too. The road trip makes it a little bit more hairy, but I think the Vikings get it done here. I think they move on.
Jim?
Ah, road trip, schmode trip. It's just right up the interstate. No big deal. You know, BC Moore's got AHSTW. He's a 15-point favorite on the road. So who am I to argue with those folks? Wow. I'm going with the Vikings.
And lastly, I don't know much about the Hinton Blackhawks, but they've had a good season so far. They've had some solid wins against West Sioux, 26-0, MVAOCOU 44-0, and Lawton Bronson 37-21.
So you're taking Hinton?
Hold on. But the road has not been as tough for them as it has been for AHSTW. And I think those two losses against Trainer and Underwood were motivating. Since then, the Vikings have scored 155 points, and Camden Sukup has over 1,100 passing yards, 737 rushing yards, and I like the Vikings on this one. Just got to make sure you give credit and appreciation to both teams here, Jim. Both teams.
Okay. This goes going to write Hinton down there.
Right? Talking them up.
In our last game here of this segment, Chris, tell us, Red Oak at Lawton Bronson. Who do you
all
have?
All right. Yeah, two and six squads here trying to duke it out at the end of the year. Lawton Bronson, you know, does have a tradition, a history of having some good teams in the past. They've struggled as of late, but they have had some good football there before. Braden Heiss, their quarterback, has pretty impressive numbers, 1,300 yards this year, 18 touchdowns. Hasn't run much, but kind of different than the way things are done there at Red Oak. They like to run the ball a little bit more there with the Beyer on the ground. Red Oak, though, boy, they have not shown up in any of their big games this year. The tough teams that they've played, they've been pretty much blown out. You know, they had to rally back to get that eke-out win against Missouri Valley. So I'm going home team here in this one. I like Lawton Bronson.
Jim?
So is this one of those emergency games that we didn't make the playoffs and our season's over unless we can find somebody?
Yep, yeah, correct.
Okay, that's what I thought because I searched BC Moore up, down, and sideways, and this game is not listed. So yep. I assume it came together at the last minute. There's a part of me that says, you know, gosh, though, Red Oak, I mean, I thought their district was pretty tough. You got Underwood. Trainer was a surprise team that played real well. AHSTW, even Shenandoah at times was a tough out. But, gosh, what you said earlier about going up to Northwest Iowa for teams here in Southwest Iowa, and that's we're talking about playoff caliber teams, which Red Oak is not. I'm not straying on this one. I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to take Lawton Bronson for the win.
So far, two picks for Lawton Bronson. What I saw for these two teams, they had underwhelming years, and they're both battered. That identical record of 2-6, but that quarterback Braden, did you say Braden Heiss?
Heiss.
You know, he's passed for over 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns, and they have two different running backs they rely on to help their run game. Evan Teager, Kawane Jaminet, both average over 5 yards per carry. I think it's going to be a close one, even though they're on the or even though Red Oak is on the road. But the stats just show that Lawton Bronson does things a little bit better. I got Lawton Bronson winning this one as well. And Matt.
Oh, boy.
You feeling like going out on a limb?
Is this at Lawton Bronson
it
or
is
it at Red Oak?
At Lawton Bronson.
At Lawton Bronson.
Okay. Well, the old Bound has this as at Russ Benda Field. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Be your chance to break out from the pack, man.
I need a little bit of a break in here. I think this is probably the only one, so I'm going to go with the RO on this one.
Going with the Oak.
Yep.
There we go. The Oak. So in this segment, we've had Booyer Valley at Audubon. We all picked Audubon to win that one. Then Mount Air at ACGC. We all agreed ACGC would win that. Then AHSTW at Hinton. We all had the Vikings winning. And with the last one, we've only had one limb there. That's Matt with Red Oak at Lawton Bronson. So not a lot of controversy so far through our first six games. Maybe things will change coming up in our next and last segment of Week 9 of Who's Gonna Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound. And Bacon-Wrapped Chicken Grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to the last segment here of Week 9 of Who's Gonna Win, brought to you by Rush CPA and Fairway Foods. We'd like to say thank you again for helping us out and sponsoring the show. So Des Moines Christian at Clarinda, one of our last two games of the week. Jim, who's gonna win?
I don't know why we're talking about this one. Clarinda. could I make that any more succinct? Clarinda's played a nice. They played a nice season this year. They've had a nice run this year. I probably a little bit better than what I thought they were going to do here at the beginning of the year. They've been pretty consistent, pretty steady, and I'll take them at home.
Okay. You know, do you think there's any sort of affiliation there with them being run based like Iowa? Is that why you have a soft spot for them?
Iowa's not run based. We just can't throw the ball.
Iowa's defense based.
That's right. We're punter based.
I do like Clarinda. They're currently on a 4-game winning streak and offensively are clicking over 2,600 rushing yards, 35 touchdowns, and they average almost 7 yards per carry. And impressive stats, but I see the Cardinals winning with the tried and true method of just running the ball and playing good defense. Matt?
Yeah, I kind of. Being the season, a little surprise here at Clarinda what they have done. And so, you know, kudos to them. They had a little bit of adversity there at the beginning of the season, kind of worked through that there with the coaching change, and here they are. So looked back at a couple of Des Moines Christian's games, and I can't remember the name of the team they played, but it was pretty run heavy in their Roland Story. And Roland Story racked up over 400 yards of just rushing offense. That's what Clarinda likes to do. So look for Clarinda to have 400-plus yards of rushing on Des Moines Christian tonight. So I'm going with the Cardinals at home.
3-for-3 on Clarinda. Chris, do you feel like now's your time to limb and add on to your lead?
No, I don't think so. Des Moines Christian does have some pretty good passing numbers. If you look at that side of the ledger, they've thrown the ball around quite a bit here this year, but boy, you look like when they've matched up against some good teams, it has not gone well here this year for Des Moines Christian. Was a little bit surprised that result that they got last week. They edged one out against Greene County, but I like Clorinda, the ground game as well.
All for Clorinda. And our last game here on week 9 of who's going to win Nevada at Atlantic. That's me starting it off, and what a season for the Trojans. Been some highs and some lows. I feel like that Harlan game hurt last week, as I thought that was winnable for the Trojans, and losses like that tend to sting. But this game's going to be even tougher for Atlantic with a semi-healthy Nevada Cubs team. I mean, they're a top 3A team in the state, and they're coming off a loss, which I think is going to fuel them. Their quarterback, Connor King, looks good in the pocket, nearly 1,300 passing yards, 16 touchdowns. And then that shifty running back there, Kaysen Stevenson, who has rushed for over 1,200 yards and 13 scores. I just think this Cubs team is going to be too much for Atlantic. I have Nevada. Matt?
Yeah, you've said a lot of the right things in there. Stevenson, you know, he's a big load to even bring down, you know, built real well there. They've got wide receiver, I guess one of their tight ends in there, if you will. I can't figure out how to – Kunzerauth.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so he's one of their leading.
Sure, I'll believe that.
There you go. And he does a nice job in the backfield there as well. Sometimes they use him as a blocking back. But I think the biggest thing is their defense. They play really sound defense, much similar to what probably Atlantic saw a few weeks ago with Creston in there. They've got a defensive back who's also a receiver that does a great job. He had 3 interceptions just against Harlan alone in there. So they're tough. They play sound in there. So, you know, I think the big thing is just for Nevada, a little long trip, whether they can focus in and make sure they take care of business out of the gate. So I'm going to go with Nevada to keep track with you guys here. So we'll go with them, I guess.
Okay. Chris?
Well, Cubs let me down last week, that's for sure. They certainly let me down.
I wouldn't fall for that 2 weeks. I definitely wouldn't go down that rabbit
hole.
Why
would I do that? They'd like to have that game back, I'm sure, last week. Started off with 2 turnovers that gave Creston like 20 yards to go to score the first 2 touchdowns of the game. So just absolutely stepped on their own feet there early in that one. They did end up scoring some points later. But give credit to Creston. They're a good team. They made that happen. So that was a good win for the Panthers. I think Nevada bounces back because they are frustrated by that. The running back is really strong. For Atlantic, I guess that kind of that recipe has been put in front of them, though. Go try to force some turnovers. See if you can knock that thing out of there and make it happen. The defensive side of the ball has been carrying the Trojans so far this year when they've had success. I think they can make this fun if they, you know, do the right things defensively, but I think Nevada edges it out.
Okay, 3 for Nevada. And Jim, you're our last one.
All right. Well, the biggest question is who's performing the 7th inning stretch at the Cubs game on Friday night? No answer? All right. Well,
no vice presidents in the house.
That's true. Atlantic is undefeated with the vice president in the house. But they, Well, I don't know if the bus is going to turn off on the interstate again. I'm going to go with Nevada. I just think at the tail end of the year like this, I don't think Nevada wants to limp into the playoffs. I think they want to get themselves launched into the playoffs.
All righty. Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us. And thank you to our listeners who have been here going through our Who's Gonna 9 Week 9 edition. Those last 2 games, we all have Clorinda winning against Des Moines Christian and Nevada beating Atlantic. And thank you again to Fairway Foods and Rush CPA for sponsoring us. Everyone, have a great rest of your day, and good luck tonight, Trojans.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York strip steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound. And bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-2000. 7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.